It's our continuing coverage of Pella High football, powered by Hy-Vee, here with Jay McKinstry, following a wild one here on homecoming, 24-22 over Indianola. Coach, dominate the first half, largely 12-0. Indianola really didn't get anything going offensively in that first half. Your defense had a couple of nice stands in between there. Offensively, Emmanuel Deers just with enormous plays, and we'll talk about him in a second. Turnover to right away to start the third quarter, changed the game on its head. Indianola took advantage. And then from there, back and forth, a game of PATs and two-point tries. You stopped two-point tries. They stopped some PATs. 2 points on the scoreboard, the difference. Coach, a wild one. Indianola, very, very good football team, very much a deep playoff kind of team. And your guys held on tough and got a huge win for homecoming.
Oh, Andrew, it was real exciting. You know, it's a big win for our program, big win for our team and for our kids and for everybody involved in our Pella football program. We're just excited, and because Indianola's got a really, really good football team. You can see that out there. They're just big and strong up front, and you're right. I'm just excited to see our kids play, and I guess I bet sitting in the stands it was an exciting football game.
Up here in the booth it was, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. It was probably real exciting. It turns out better when Pella wins, too, so that makes it even more exciting. But I'm just real happy for our kids and excited for them.
We knew we had a special player in Emmanuel Deers, and tonight – if he doesn't do what he does, this is a very different game. Big plays. There's some great blocking. I'm not taking anything away. But the amount of missed tackles that he induces, the amount of just big speed that he has on the outside, you haven't had a playmaker like that in a long time. He is just something. He's turned into something really special. And tonight he showcased why he could be one of the best running backs in 4A.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, you said something after the Ballard game. I said, I'm really glad he's on our football team because he's really good. And you can see that again tonight. You're right. He makes things happen. And if our line can get him a little gap, a little seam, and then he gets through, and then he can do a lot of things on his own. He is so talented, and he's very, very good at that. And you're right, he makes people miss. He'll make people think they got him down. Next thing you know, he's still running. And you're right, he's a very talented young man, very, very gifted. And, yeah, again, I'll say it one more time. I'm glad he's on our football team because he's very, very good.
12-0 going into the half. Not that much didn't happen there. It just moved by so quickly because you got some stops on defense. You know, obviously at that point you open with the opening kickoff. You fumble it, Indianola goes down, scores in five plays, and it felt like that sequence right there. Not that Indianola couldn't have gotten back in the game, Jay. We don't know what happens if you drive the football, but clearly the momentum, that was an enormous shift, and Indianola turned it from a potential you going down to score 3 points, to get a three-score lead, to all of a sudden it's a football game.
Yeah, you know, those things happen, and you just want to try and keep them from happening. You know, our guys are out there playing hard. They're not, they're playing hard, and that certainly was a key play in the game to start the second half. But it was good to see our kids bounce back and come back. I thought when they scored and then we didn't get to move the ball and they drove down to us, I thought that hold them to a field goal was huge. You know, that stopped to make it 12-10 instead of them going up 14-12. You know, on those lines. And kudos to our defense on that one to keep fight back. That kind of kept the momentum from shifting huge because it kept them from having the lead. And then certainly the big play we had on the next one on the big long run, and that certainly kept it re-energized us a little bit, helped us play better defensively, better offensively in the second half too. But I thought our defense played lights out in the first half, and I know we had some big plays too, man. And we had some big plays up, you know, with Emmanuel and other guys making plays and just trying to keep the ball away from Indianola.
And then Asher Brick, as Pontier kind of lost his gas again. Anyway, he was up to 36 carries. You don't fault him for a second, but made some nice throws. They had a really, really well-designed play action that really kind of turned the game back on its head again and made it back to a two-point game. That was just one of those where you tip your cap, right? Because Pontier's their focus guy. Your defense sold a little bit, and boy, nice throw down the middle of the field.
Yeah, they had the back, you know, they had the backside wheel route on us and kind of throw back. And you're right, that was a good play. And certainly is. I don't know exactly what happened to our coverages on that, but at the same time, you're right. They certainly threw a kind of a unique play at us, and we just didn't quite handle that very well. But in the last drive too, that those screens underneath, those are pretty well designed plays. You know, they certainly did a good job calling those. And it's great to see our guys be able to hold them out at the end on that 2-point play.
I was about to say 2 2-point stops. The first one again, it kept you the lead, right? They had a chance to tie the game after that big touchdown, and your guys recoup, right? Give up a huge 61-yard play. You could just be sitting there hanging your head. Your guys were ready to play, forced an incomplete pass there at the goal line, and then next thing you know, you get the football back, and then you drive the length of the field again.
Yeah, you know, those are big plays, and like I said, every play, it makes a difference. It depends which one is going to be the play. But you're right, those two-point stop was big. Kept us in the lead, kept them from feeling tied. It's sort of like know, we're at Ballard, you know, 2 weeks ago, and we missed that first two-point conversion, and they score, and they're up 7-6. Now we're behind. It's a whole lot different game if you're tied or you're just ahead by a point, and that's why to keep Indianola not in that position, it's a mental thing for them too, and us in that situation also. It's hard, and so those stops were huge, and it was a big stop, and then it's great to see us drive the field on that to be able to score too.
Here with Pella head coach Jay McKinstry following a homecoming win over Indianola 24-22. Rex Ramey with a great play. Indianola was going down to drive and score again, and Rex made a wide receiver tiptoe on the edge of the field there, kind of a jump ball in the end zone. Again, they were going down to score and had a chance to do some real damage, and you were able to get a big stop there.
Yeah, that was. Our defense played great. You know, after our last touchdown, you know, when we went up 24 to, you know, to 16, and you know, you think, and we look back and we're going, like, right when we snapped it from the 1 yard line with 2 minutes left and they had one timeout, we're going like, we could have made some different decisions there, not to score on first down or second down to let that clock run down. And we thought about that after the fact when we scored, but you can't, you know, we scored a touchdown, we're up by 8, we got to count on our kids and trust our kids to make an extra point. And but at the same time, we could have milked that down and hopefully still got it in the end zone. But, we learned from that now, too. And we learned from that, too. But it came right out of our mouth right when the ball was hiked. But at the same time, you know, we scored. You got to trust them to make the extra point. And then we bet by 9, 2.2 possession game. But, you know, we learned, too. So we'll be more prepared in the future if that occasion would occur again.
And, you know, we're not trying to pick on any kids here, but the reality was your point after tries tonight just left a lot to be desired. And if you make a lot of those, this isn't a game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, it was everybody. You know, we had a couple bad hikes. We had one bad hold. One was a missed kick. And, you know, it's like certainly we work on that. We practice it. And it's just one of those nights, I guess, it wasn't meant to be. But obviously we got to get back to work on that a little bit and maybe put a little more time into that, just a little more, be more precise, more precision. And, to spend a little more time, maybe some pre-practice time to solidify that up, because those, you know, those points make a big difference, and we talk about that a lot, and I know those kids are going to work hard to get better.
Gut check though, again, down to a two-point conversion with 30 seconds remaining, and Rex Ramey again had the pick in the end zone. If it wasn't for the game that Emmanuel had, Rex Ramey was one of your players of the game, had some phenomenal coverage plays, and that one at the end, he won, essentially won the game.
It was great. You know, it was a great play by Rex. It was fun to see him make those two big plays and fun to see them get excited at the end on that two-point conversion. And you're right, that was he's a junior, keeps getting better and better back there. And I thought our guys just played. He played a great game, and the other guys too, with the energy that we played with. And it's just fun to see our sideline kind of erupt when we stopped him on that 2-point conversion.
So 3-0, coach. Best start since 2018. Now, when you went 6-0 to start that season, and three very quality wins, especially Indianola here. No playoffs have been clinched yet. None of the above. But your resume to start the season, fantastic. It gets a lot even tougher probably on that Xavier field coming up on Friday. Just the perennial power, a tough place to play, but you're going in at 3-0.
You know, it feels really good to be 3-0, Andrew. It really does. I'm excited for these kids. They've put a lot of time in, and they've worked hard, and they're very competitive, like we said. And you're right, it's exciting. It gives us some momentum heading up to Cedar Rapids next weekend. And, you know, you're probably playing the, you know, the perennial power, or the you know, the program in Class 4A that's, you know, cute as maybe always in the whatever in the last 12 years, never been anything short of the quarterfinals except for one time. And you know, they're really good. They've got a lot of young kids on their football team this year. They start like five sophomores, and so, you know, it's but they still, you know, they had two big wins already, and they, I don't know how they did tonight, but they had two big wins against Williamsburg and one against Waverly Shell Rock, who's actually a really good football team this year. Waverly's just got a brutal schedule also, and so we'll go up there, feel good about the momentum. But our kids, reality is, our kids have always played well against Xavier. We had them winning them all, but we've been excited about playing them, and I would anticipate that being the same thing this year. But it'll certainly be a big challenge playing the Saints from Cedar Rapids Xavier.
Yeah, knocked them off last year. See if we can do it again.
But, yep, and our kids are all, you know, we'll just regroup, enjoy this one this weekend, and then I'm sure they'll get ready to go up there next weekend.
Well, happy homecoming to you, Jay. A 24-22 win over Indianola. Trevor, we'll get to see you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, Andrew.